Good afternoon for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. It is Pearl Harbor Day, the day that has lived in infamy. Our weather forecast is for partly sunny skies and continued cool today. Some rain will be back in the picture later this week. We'll have the forecast for you right after the news. The 29th annual Smoky Mountain Toy Run was held yesterday in Asheville, and despite the very cold air, hundreds of motorcycles and their riders turned out to spread some Christmas cheer. That event is held every year to support the Evelyn Kimmel Charities. The Asheville Citizen Times says the community donated about 5,000 toys and another 5,000 in cash. Hendersonville resident Gary Mathers was among nine people inducted into the American Motorcyclist Association Motorcycle Hall of Fame Saturday at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. That event was hosted by Hollywood actor and avid motorcycle rider Perry King. Mathers is well known as a highly successful motorcycle race team manager. During his career, he produced dozens of championships in road racing, dirt track, supercross, and motocross for Honda and Kawasaki. He also discovered future Grand Prix world champion road racers Eddie Lawson and Wayne Rainey while he was with Kawasaki. Mathers got an engraved AMA Hall of Fame ring at the ceremony. The AMA Hall of Fame is located in Pickerington, Ohio, and it recognizes those who've made significant contributions to American motorcycling. Some past inductees are Steve McQueen, Evel Knievel, and Jay Leno. Brevard College's Joanne Tuttle was recently featured in the December 7th issue of Sports Illustrated in the Faces in the Crowd section. Tuttle is a senior on the women's cycling team at Brevard and recently won the individual Omnium title at the USA Cycling Collegiate Mountain Bike National Championship that was held in Truckee, California. This was the second time Tuttle's won the all-around competition, and she was instrumental in leading the Tornadoes to their first team national championship in Brevard College history. Tuttle finished that three-day event as the national champion in the four-cross event, second in the downhill, fifth in the cross-country event, and sixth in the short track race. The Brevard College mountain bike team will be recognized at tonight's Brevard City Council meeting. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.